7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Those lying sons of a bitch. Oh my God. Bad idea. Let's do it anyway. Hello. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, it is. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And once again, I'm a victim of the unparalleled mendacity of the Weather Channel. Why is the Weather Channel so wrong all the time? Well, I actually have a pretty damn good theory. So here we are. I am outdoors today because the Weather Channel said it was nice and cool and safe for me to go outside. And now that I'm actually out here, I don't think that is actually the case. Where am I? Well, clearly I've entered the danger zone. And today the danger zone is down at the creek. Let's get under canopy where it's going to be a little bit cooler. Oh God, we're not going to be here for very long. It is much hotter than the Weather Channel claimed. And I think I know one of the reasons why this could be. Well, they're idiots, right, Tobe? Well, no, not necessarily. I'm looking for owls. You know, the thing of it is I would really have to doubt that the Weather Channel is getting real-time live information from anywhere. So when they're getting information from, you know, my town, Omaha, you know, they're probably only getting that information like once an hour. So by the time I see it, it could be old, but it could even be 2 hours old, because it is pretty damn hot out here. It's about, oh, not 30. 28, 29 degrees right now. And that's 10 more degrees than what is safe for our little Tobster. But we're here. I'm not feeling too terrible yet. So let's make it down the treacherous slope here and see if we've got any golf balls or anything down in the creek today, because we haven't been down here in a while. Maybe some golf balls have accrued. I just went through a web. Okay, almost down here. And what's this? Is this a mushroom hiding under here? Is this a tiny little mushroom under here? What is this? I don't know. Did it rain recently? Has it rained since we were down here last? Yeah, it did. It rained a little bit. But a little bit of rain is a lot of rain for down here because, rain collects. This is a watershed. Okay. I'm just going to go ahead and pick up this stick because I already see something. We got white golf balls galore. Galore, I tell you. Let's get down here into the creek bed directly. Let's see what we got. Alrighty. We've got white golf balls. 1, 2, 3. That's a logo ball. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The orange one up in the roots is still there. And here's 12, 13, 14. Here's three golf balls in the middle of the creek in the sandbar. a Titleist, a Nike, a Srixon. White golf balls, they're all within 30 centimeters of each other. So that's 13 in the deep water. 14, 15. And here's another one, 16. 16 white golf balls. And then this one. We've got ourselves a green. It's in a weird spot, so I have to hit it with the stick. Oh, that was perfect, Tobe. And now, we can walk back over here to where we were and just pick it up. Wash it off in the creek. I am my own logo-free, high-performance, internal spiral brush anodized in a rainbow of beautiful colors. R&R Grand Ball Washer, what do we find? We've got ourselves a green Titleist 22. Another double-digit golf ball. And 22. 22 is a significant number for me in my life because, you know, I'm a big reader of Robert Anton Wilson, who explains the number 23. But when I was a kid, everything was 22. You know, if you read anything about Robert Anton Wilson, you know that the big numbers are 17 and 23. Well, 5, 17, and 23. 17 and 23. The house I lived in as a child, the house number was 1622. Almost 1723. When I played soccer, when I played football, my number was 22, not 23, etc., etc. Okay. I'm working my way up the creek looking for more golf balls. What was the count on white golf balls? Like 16? I'm now stepping over the picnic table dam. Here's another white golf ball. That's 17. And, wow, ooh, I see some more color up here. We're going for it. Yeah, ooh. Here's a fresh dig on the side of the bank. Who's been digging here? I can't really make... Oh, no, we got claw marks in the right places. This looks like fox dig. Yeah, and this is right by the little trail that goes up the bank. Yeah, that might be a fox dig up there too. Foxes are digging. But we need to move up here a little bit because there's an orange golf ball in the water. Okay, how am I gonna get to this? It's in a funny spot. And the creek has rearranged itself. Oh, wow. I guess maybe I can just stand right here. Interesting. Yes, and the stick reaches the golf ball perfectly. And let's knock the golf ball out of the water. There we go. Now we just walk over here. Step over the creek. Oh, it's very soft. Oh, the sand. I'm sinking. Quickly. Let's go back the way we came. Okay, I have an orange golf ball. I like it. Orange and green today. Very good. This one's kind of clean. Nice and clean. Nice and clean golf ball. What is it? What is it, Tobe? It's a Srixon. It's an orange Srixon number 3. I'm just going to give it a quick rinse here. Nice. Yay. Orange Srixon. We like them. Srixons are good. I like Srixon because they make all the most interesting colored golf balls. Well, Volvic. Volvic is probably my favorite brand only because all the weirdest golf balls are Volvics. But coming in second place, I'm going to not jump this. I'm just going to step down. Here we go. Coming in a good close second place is, of course, Srixon with A, all of their interesting colors, and half-and-half combination bicolor. Bicolor. All the bicolor golf balls. All right, I'm heading back up on the bank. I'm going to put this stick over here in case we need it again. Oh, that was exhausting. It's too hot. But I am going to, before we leave, I'm going to walk upstream just a bit here in an effort to spot any owls or any marmots or any foxes or any mushrooms or any other cool thing that might be down here vying for my attention. So here's what we do. We take a few steps. We move forward a few meters. Then we pause. And we look up in the air. And we look at trees. And we look at the branches. Where's my owly friends? I'm trying to remember when we saw the last owls of the season last year. And it seems to me, if I'm remembering this correctly, it seems to me like once the middle of July rolled around, we weren't seeing them anymore. Well, I'm certainly not seeing them now. And you know, we haven't seen them. Wait, did we see any of the last time we're down here? Now I can't remember. I think we did. So maybe they're just hiding. They do like to hide. Okay, I think this golf ball is about as dry as it needs to be. Going in my pocket. It's orange and green golf ball day. Yeah. Okay, move forward a little bit more. Oh, and I didn't mention the antlions. Okay, right here at my feet in the trail is a yellow Pinnacle Gold number 2. It's a yellow golf ball. Do I want it? I'll hold on to it for a few minutes. Why do I get the feeling I'm going to throw it back into the creek? I think I hear a bird in distress. Is there an upset bird over here? If there's upset birds, it might be because of owls. But I don't have much more in me. We're going to have to turn around real soon. I'm going to move up a little bit further. I can hear a stressed out bird. I don't know where he is. He's over there somewhere. Does that mean we've got an owl around here somewhere? Okay, I'm gonna go up here a little bit further. Okay, we got little birds hopping around. Okay, yeah, we gotta stop. Turn around and get out of here. I did not see any owls. But I think our foxes are still down here because I'm pretty sure that was a fox dig. Hey, why is this grass laid over? All this grass is... Okay, basically what this means is the water level in here got high enough to be up here on the bank. That's a lot of water, damn. Okay, yeah, ow. Ow, ow. Time to get moving, gotta get out of here, gotta get back into my air conditioning. Oh my god, that reminds me. I had to buy gasoline yesterday or the day before. When was that? I had to go to the store at night, and I get in my car and I notice that the low gasoline light is on. I'm like, uh-oh. So I had to drive over to the gas station first. $62.50 for a tank of gasoline. The cheap stuff. Damn. Okay, I'm back at the golf ball area. I'm going to throw this yellow Pinnacle Gold number 2 down in there with those other 3 white golf balls so somebody can find them all. Ooh, good throw. Oh, it's hot. And now let's climb out of here. Oh my goodness. So yeah, gasoline. Yowza. It's messing with my budget. It really is. Oh, so yeah, the summer months, I am very severely overspending money on gasoline, stupid crap like that, when I should be buying Symphomosizer parts. I need synth stuff. What I paid for that tank of gasoline would have paid for a buffered malt and something else. Oh God, Well, maybe I won't buy any synthesizer stuff until the winter. Once it gets cold and I can't go outside and play, then I won't have anywhere to drive to. Hey, who's that up in the tree? Who's that in the tree? Who that is? Must be a squirrel. Oh my God, it's hot out. Don't stop, Tobe. Oh, this is making my sinuses go too. Okay, I'm out of the creek, heading back to my car. Got a cool breeze. Let me stop right here for a second, plug in the trusty MP3 player, and we'll hit random play for some music on the drive home. Thank you.
beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef.
Cabre Cabre in a while, have we? No, that was awesome. That was awesome, wasn't it, Pippa? Pippa is sitting here in the kitty business pit with me. We're watching over the cows. Yes, look at your kitty face. Oh, so I did make it home safely. I got some cold beverages in me, and then the cat said, hey, give me some cold beverages too, so I had to pour water. Yeah, I had to pour some water, and I had to refill the kitty food bowl. And now I got the cat sitting here in the kitty business pit with me. It's so nice. Iced tea, so yummy. All right, so before we heard Yabere Cabre, we heard some... Oh, my mind just went blank. Esquivel! We heard some Juan Garcia Esquivel. His song Surfboard from the Space Age Bachelor Pad music album. Good stuff, right, Peppa? Yeah, all the cows think so. Oh, are you thinking about going somewhere else? Oh, damn. You sure you don't want to go somewhere to sleep? Cats are hot. Cats run hotter than human beings. So I got this cat leaning up against me, and I got to put blankets over me so I don't get scratched up. So, yeah, I'm getting a little overheated here, so I'm just hoping the cat will think, oh, it's time to take a nap. I'm going to be a sleepy kitty. Do you want to be a sleepy kitty? Go find a kitty sleeping pit, please. It's getting hot in here. It's getting kitty hot in here. And cow hot. Let's blame the cows for global warming, greenhouse emissions. This is why you need to eat more beef. We got to keep the cow population down. We got to protect the ozone layer. Whatever happened to that anyway? Whatever happened to the ozone layer? You know, back in the day, they used to tell us, oh, the ozone layer, there's a hole in it, and we're all going to die. And I thought, why are we going to die? Is that the hole that the killer bees are going to fly through? Yeah, I remember in the 70s, they told us, oh, the killer bees are coming. They're going to be here in 10 years. And then 10 years later, they never showed up. Somebody said, oh, the killer bees are coming. They're going to be here in 10 years. Yeah, and they never showed up. The 90s rolled around. I said, hey, where are those killer bees? Nobody knew what I was talking about. A little more time passes. What do we have today? Moo, murder hornets. Yeah, what happened to the murder hornets? All I want are some killer bees. Or murder hornets. Or homicide cicadas. Or, I don't know, regicide beetles. I don't care what they are. I just want swarms of them. They promised us. They made movies about the killer bees. Oh my God. I'm so disappointed. Rimsky-Korsakov there. That was Flight of the Bumblebee, as performed by the Canadian Brass. So does this mean that somebody's going to have to write some music for killer bees? Like, should I write a song? If there's going to be Flight of the Bumblebee, shouldn't there also be Fight of the Killer Bee? Who would write that song? Oh, it's very obviously going to have to be me. So what is that song going to entail exactly? I don't know. Probably a lot of beehive sounds and a lot of zzzz, and then it'll go into something manic and murderous, something homicidal insects. Oh, why can't we have the swarms of them that we were promised in the 70s? I'm enraged. We were promised swarms of killer bees. We were promised all kinds of great stuff in the 70s. All kinds of awesome disasters. And what did we get? Yeah, we didn't get jack. You know, we could solve all these problems if we just made Godzilla real. That's all I want. Just another dubious goal for me to achieve. Here, on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I gotta figure out some lunch and do some other crap, so I gotta go.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.